Our reading this morning comes from 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of service, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given, through the Spirit, the utterance of wisdom, and to another, the utterance of knowledge, according to the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, the discernment of spirits. To another, various kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually, just as the Spirit chooses. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. Indeed, the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot would say, "Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear would say, "Because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them, as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many members, yet one body. Word of God, word of life. Please be seated. So I chose this text today for our affirmation of baptism service because I think it is such a beautiful reminder that each one of us is a necessary part of the body of Christ. We're all different, right? We all have different gifts and abilities, but we are each one equally valuable. And we all know how easy it is to compare ourselves to others, right? We compare our insides to other people's outsides. We so easily judge ourselves against what we see others doing or presenting to the world. And too often, we judge ourselves harshly. We think that whatever gifts we don't have, those are the better ones, the more valuable. But Paul reminds us that all the gifts that God gives, because God gifts each one of us in different ways, Paul reminds us that all the gifts that God gives are equally valuable and necessary to the body of Christ. In other words, we need you and your gifts. Who you are and the unique gifts that God has given to you. And now, Addison and Annabelle, this goes for you too. Exactly who you are, exactly how God made you, exactly the specific gifts that you have been given, the things that make you you, all of that is important to the church. You are valued and valuable part of the faith community. Now, before I invite them up to share their faith statements, I want to take a moment to just tell you how proud I am of these two girls. They have had the weirdest confirmation journey. I mean, pandemic galore, right? They have done Zoom confirmation. They have done parking lot confirmation. They have done every weird thing we have thrown at them. And then on top of it all, they had Pastor Jim leave during their last year in confirmation. It has been a roller coaster ride, and they have stuck with it through all of that. And they have done everything we've thrown at them. And I am so very proud of them, and especially for how well they took the challenge of writing their faith statement. Each of them wrote thoughtful and sincere faith statements, and I am so proud of them. And I am so grateful to have been able to be a small part of their confirmation experience. So, okay, I got teary. That wasn't a part of the plan, but I'm now going to invite Annabelle first, but each of them are going to come up here. They're going to take deep breaths, and they're going to speak very slowly to you about their faith. So, Annabelle, come on up.
My faith journey. Ever since I was a child, God has been a part of my life. My faith journey started off in Sunday school, but God never really became important to me until I got older. I had a tough time with my belief in God when someone very close to me passed away. Why would God take away someone so important? It made me upset with God and question of God. And question of God if it was really someone worth believing in. It wasn't until a few months ago that I saw God. God helped me with something that I was too scared to ask for help with. I believe he saw I was struggling. That made a huge impact on my faith. My faith brings me hope and reminds me there is meaning in what God does. My sister recently helped me see God in my everyday life. She helped me grow my faith and see the beauty in what God does. Now I believe God is with us every day.
My faith statement. My faith is important to me because it's given me people and a place where I'm comfortable and I can be myself. This helped me a lot through COVID and figuring myself out. There was a period of time in fifth and sixth grade, pre-COVID, where my family wasn't attending church as regularly as we normally are. During that time, I started using science to disprove the Bible. Also, a lot of my friends came out to me, and many bad things happening to them through homophobia and people trying to say that they aren't what God wanted. Because of those things, I held the belief that people who associated themselves with God were bad. Then we became a Reconciling in Christ congregation, and we now have a pride flag hanging in the sanctuary. These things made me want to become a part of the Holy Cross community. With the whole COVID thing and remote confirmation, it was nice to come home from school where people were being frustrating, and knowing that there were like-minded people in my church family that I could talk to. It was between these two events where slowly my view of religion changed. Pastor Jim helped out a lot. What I took away from his teachings was that God was like a father. He is there to teach you and guide you, but unable to fight all of your battles for you. How can you grow without struggle? Instead, God works in little miracles. When you've had a bad day and your friend was there to cheer you up, or when you see flowers start to bloom after a cold winter. Another thing that PJ taught us was that not everything in the Bible is true. It's a book of teachings and lessons that make you a better human, friend, and neighbor. A lot of atheists believe we are crazy because our Bible tells stories that can't literally happen. I want people to see Christianity the way that I do, as a community devoted to teaching the world kindness and using the Bible to tell stories with problems and morals still relevant today. Looking ahead, I want to attend youth group in high school. I feel like it'll be a fun, entertaining experience and a good break from school. I want to live out my faith by being there for my friends, helping people, cheering them up, and helping the community when I can. I want to continue being a part of the Holy Cross community and to extend the invitation to those I care about.